Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. With a Democratic National Convention now less than a week away, delegates from across the country will cast their votes to make the party's presidential candidate selection official. And for one Illinois delegate, that vote, as a pledged delegate at the convention, will come before he's even voted in a presidential election. Victor Shee is a 2020 graduate of Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, Illinois. He was 17 years old when he was chosen in the Democratic Party with more than 44,000 votes to serve as a delegate from the 10th District of Illinois for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. And while delegates like Victor will not travel to Milwaukee this year for the physical in-person convention, Victor will cast his vote remotely as the youngest Biden delegate in Illinois. Victor Shee is also the co-host of the Intergenerational Politics podcast, and he joins us now. Victor, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, because of schedules, we had to tape this conversation a little earlier in the day, but we still want to invite you to let us know what you think about what we talked about. We'd especially love to hear from fellow Gen Zers and new voters like Victor. Is this your first presidential election you'll be able to vote in? What does it mean to you? How do you see your generation's role in this coming election? Tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. So, Victor, this is going to be your first presidential election. I'm especially intrigued by this idea that your first time voting, your own name is on the ballot. What was that like?
Yeah, so I mean, I was basically running to become a delegate here in the 10th Congressional District, and on March 17th, that was the primary day. Now, that was like 5 days after Stevenson High School had announced that it would be going all virtual for like a month or two. So it was quite an odd election experience, but I got to the polling place, and then I got the ballot, and then I saw my name on there as a delegate, and it just felt really surreal, I guess, but also it made me feel grateful, because a big reason why I ran to become a delegate was so that I could really kind of represent young Asian Americans in politics. And I thought that me being on the ballot kind of achieved that with just representing that kind of forgotten demographic in politics.
You know, and when we say you walked in and your name was on the ballot, it's not like surprise. I mean, you have to go through work to get involved. Can you talk about the process of how you actually become a delegate for one of the presidential candidates?
Sure. So in Illinois, I think across the nation, it's really complicated, and I think more complicated than it has to be. So basically in Illinois, you start by going to one of the many meetings set up by the Illinois Democratic Party. So at those meetings, anyone who wants to become a delegate goes to those meetings in order to really learn about what becoming a delegate entails. So you'll see like different campaigns there. So when I went, that was like during September, you saw the Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, the Bernie Sanders campaign, all of their kind of trying to convince delegates to become delegates for their campaign. So I, at the time, was supporting Joe Biden. So I connected with the Joe Biden campaign. And from there, they had me fill out this application. The application was just a simple application with, filling out, your name, your address, kind of like something about you, and then why you're interested in becoming a delegate and why they should choose you, the campaign should choose you. So from there, I filled out the application. Then they slated me with four other delegates here in the 10th Congressional District. Usually they slate about 4 to 6 per Congressional District, depending on the size, but I was slated with the likes of like State Senator Julie Morrison, State Representative Jonathan Carroll. So I was really kind of going into it like not expecting much. But then afterwards, once they slate you, then you have to collect petition signatures. So usually that's a process of around like 200 to 300 petition signatures that you have to gather in the like bitter winter months. So when I was on winter break, I just spent my winter break kind of collecting signatures here in the 10th Congressional District. And then afterwards, you submit those petitions to the Illinois State Board of Elections. They kind of approve the signatures, make sure they're valid, and then your name officially is on the ballot. So that's usually around January. And then from January to March, that is when the campaigning begins and really kind of kicks into gear. So for me, that really entailed, going to train stations, kind of just, telling people about what my candidacy entailed, and then talking to many of my peers in high school. So between January and March, that was kind of when that took place, the campaigning. And then March 17th was primary day.
So what does a delegate actually do? I mean, it's one thing if there was going to be a convention in Milwaukee, we expect you'd be one of the people cheering there in the arena when the camera pans across. But now that that is not taking place, what is your role going to be with this year's formal nomination of Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so typically the Democratic nomination is, you know, this huge event with thousands of delegates kind of coming together in this huge arena. And, you know, you usually see them on the floor of the arena kind of casting their vote for the presumptive Democratic nominee. So this year, because it's virtual, we all already casted our votes electronically. So the Democratic Party sent us ballots with just how we can cast our vote. And so I voted for Vice President Joe Biden already to become the Democratic Party nominee. And then aside from that, usually the DNC convention usually entails what are called like caucus meetings. So you basically can go to these different caucus meetings and kind of have influence over what the Democratic Party policy is for the next couple of years. So these are usually just key meetings to make sure that, you know, everyone is represented and that you can kind of have influence over the policy for the next couple of years. But all of that this year will be taking place over Zoom. So lots of Zoom meetings.
Lots of Zoom meetings, the story of all our lives these days.
Yes.
I'm curious, you know, I think back to what I was doing at age 17, and I can remember my American government class, and back then you actually had to, like, seek out newspapers to follow politics. There was no Twitter yet or anything like that. But how did you become interested in politics to the extent that you actually wanted to get involved and get your name on the ballot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, it all began when I was in eighth grade. So I had a fantastic social studies teacher called Miss Noodleman. And one day right before the 2016 Iowa caucuses, she just really lectured the political spectrum and told us, you know, we're living in polarized times. That was in 2016. Obviously, you know, it seems to be worse now, but that we can, as young people, we can really make our voices heard as long as we kind of make our, kind of get into politics. So I took her advice into heart. And so I kind of explored politics, kind of researched some of the different policy issues that I was passionate about. And then I began as an intern for Congressman Brad Schneider's campaign here in the 10th district right before my freshman year of high school. And so it was really because of my eighth grade teacher that kind of urged me to take that deep dive into politics.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Victor Shee. He's a 2020 graduate of Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, Illinois, co-host of the Intergenerational Politics podcast, and the youngest Joe Biden delegate in Illinois representing the 10th District. As always, we invite you to join our conversation today. We did tape it ahead of time, but you can always tweet us in real time at 21st Show. Are you a Gen Zer voting for the first time this election? We want to hear from you about what being able to vote this year means to you. Again, tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. So, Victor, there are a lot of choices in the Democratic primary this year. And I think in the popular imagination, you know, septuagenarian Joe Biden being the choice of, you know, the Gen Zer is maybe not the first thing people would assume. Can you talk about, I mean, did you support Joe Biden all along? You have to, I mean, I imagine you have to choose when you're beginning to file the delegate paperwork process. Mm-hmm. What drew you to his campaign?
Yeah, so I actually began as an Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris supporter. So back in 2019, Elizabeth Warren came to Chicago for this huge rally in the city, and I went to her rally, and I really felt kind of the energy, and I was really drawn to just her kind of like, you know, academic policy, you know, driven campaign. And then I also saw Kamala Harris speak at this fundraiser in the city, and both of them I just really loved because I think they represented kind of what the Democratic Party has always wanted, which is just a woman, a diverse candidate to really set the Democratic Party apart from kind of where it has been for the past decade. So that was kind of back in June and July. And then I watched the first couple of debates and I saw Joe Biden and I really felt connected to his personal story. And I really wanted to see a candidate who could defeat Donald Trump. So I kind of researched his campaign, researched what his candidacy was about. I learned about his life story and how, you know, he just connects with people on such a personal basis. He has this tremendous amount of empathy. And I think that through a television screen, or, you know, I was in Iowa right before the Iowa caucuses in Urbandale for this rally, and I saw him speak, and it was just, that personal connection instantly kind of just like came into about, right? It was just like Joe Biden just had this way of speaking and this way of connecting with people that I think is really appealing. And I think is ultimately why voters love Joe Biden. So I was really appealed to that aspect of his candidacy. And then also I don't consider myself like the very progressive wing of the Democratic Party, but I do consider myself to have some more moderate stances. And I liked how some of Joe Biden's policies were like pragmatic, but also progressive. So I'm kind of that like mix of his character, but also like his policies, along with the ability to beat Donald Trump.
You know, we earlier in the show today, we did a segment looking ahead at Joe Biden's potential vice presidential pick. He's expected to announce his choice this week. You mentioned being previously a supporter of Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. I wonder if you have an opinion on who Biden should pick.
Yeah, I'd love to see Kamala Harris picked. I think that for a vice president, especially with kind of everything going on right now in the country with racial justice and just this hunger for change, I think that a lot of what my generation, the younger generation, is kind of really wanting is just representation in politics. And I think that to have Kamala Harris, who is a woman, who is African-American, Jamaican-American, Indian-American, to really kind of be at that center stage and be at that national level for young, you know, boys and girls to look up to, I think is a really strong indication that that's kind of where the Democratic Party is going, you know, to achieve representation, to really have people at the highest, you know, levels kind of representing the rest of the country. And I think that Kamala Harris would make a great choice.
You know, Victor, as somebody in this, you know, Generation Z, can you talk about the role that, you know, you and your peers will play in this election cycle? Do you sense a level of enthusiasm or engagement among your peer group?
Yeah. So, I mean, typically the Gen Zers or like the younger generation or first time voters obviously don't really turn out to vote. You know, they feel like their voice isn't heard. They feel like there's not enough representation in politics. But I think this time it's different. I think after the devastating killing of George Floyd, I think what we saw in the aftermath of that was this younger generation really ignited to create that change. A lot of what I saw in my community was really inspiring. A lot of the organizers of the protests weren't just college students. They were my peers, recent high school graduates or even high schoolers, current high schoolers. So I think that, you know, there is this hunger for change. I don't think young people kind of want to live in the status quo anymore. And I think they realize kind of what Donald Trump has done in terms of, just assaulting the rule of law and kind of not respecting racial justice in our country. And I think that that will definitely play out in November. I think, you know, with these massive protests in the middle of a pandemic, I think that it's really indicative of the role that the younger generation has to play in this election, which is, they have a significant role. Their voice matters. And I think that, their hunger for change will really drive them to the polls in November, or at least, they'll mail their ballots in.
You know, and Victor, as I mentioned earlier, you're also the co-host of the Intergenerational Politics podcast with Jill Winebanks. If people aren't familiar with her, she was a Watergate prosecutor, had a top legal position in the Army and the Carter administration. She's now an MSNBC analyst, legal analyst. Can you talk about how did this podcast come about and what is Intergenerational Politics?
Yeah, so Jill and I are both delegates for Joe Biden, actually. So during the campaigning cycle, we met. I kind of messaged her on Twitter, kind of talked with her, and then we kind of instantly connected. So after, you know, we kind of just talked during the springtime, we kind of wondered how can we kind of make politics relevant to everyone. So with her kind of representing the 60s lawyers, activist generation, and me kind of representing the newer generation, the younger generation, we thought that, you know, this intergenerational concept, which is a concept that Jill made up, the name that Jill made up, intergenerational, we thought that that could really benefit, I think, the political climate that we find ourselves in with, you know, younger people kind of wanting to be a part of the political conversation. And we thought this intergenerational mix between, you know, me and Jill co-hosting this podcast would kind of serve as a nice way for younger people to learn more about the issues in a way that's engaging and relevant to their own lives.
So, Victor, last question. Now that you've graduated or been graduated from high school, what are your plans for the fall? What's next for you?
Yeah, so I would be going to UCLA next year as an incoming freshman, but I did get offered a position with the Biden campaign to be working in Minnesota as a field director. So I do plan on taking the first quarter off at least and just kind of helping the Joe Biden campaign out as a field organizer. But once the wintertime comes around or kind of seeing where the campaign goes or if they need me, I would start in the winter at UCLA online because LA is doing really bad in terms of coronavirus right now. So I do plan on studying American literature and culture, and then some post-college plans include, I'd love to go to law school. In high school, I was a part of the moot court competition, found that really interesting. So would love to go to law school, kind of get involved with litigation involving like civil rights, civil liberties, and then hopefully kind of make a dive into civic service and, you know, elected body such as, you know, the U.S. Congress. So Yeah, I think that's just the short-term and long-term plans for now. But anything.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there. Victor Shi is a 2020 graduate of Stevenson High School in Lincolnshire, co-host of the Intergenerational Politics Podcast, and the youngest Joe Biden delegate in Illinois. I suspect not the first time people will have seen his name on a ballot, as we just heard. Victor, thanks so much for coming on the 21st today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is all the time we have for the show today. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.